Tell me, I know it's kind of tough to look back and figure out what might have been, but was Kentucky truly the only college job you think you might have left Georgia for?
At the time, yes. You know, I don't think there was a. You know, I just signed a new contract there at Georgia, and you know, the fans, the boosters, were very supportive. Coach Dooley was very supportive, and you know, no one knew. I didn't know that Coach Pitino was Rick Pitino was going to be leaving to go to the Boston Celtics. And when it happened, you know, things happened so quickly. That's the business. That's the nature of jobs. When people move, you never know. It can be for many reasons, but. You know, I actually was in a position where I was ready to turn it down, and Coach Newton and Coach and in fact Rick Pitino called me and said, "Coach Tubby, you can't. You know, you got to take this job now. This is the best job
so
in college
Rick
basketball."
Rick Pitino calls you directly.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, back then at that time, because it was, you know, I don't know that they, you know, because you're emotionally attached to jobs, and I was emotionally attached. I was coaching Gigi, my oldest son. Saul had committed to come to the University of Georgia. We were coming off winning 24 wins. We had gone to the Sweet 16 the year before. You know, I thought we had one of the better teams, you know, coming back with Jermaine Jones. We had four starters back and Jermaine Jones coming in. So, you know, and I know Ron Jersey did an outstanding job there, taking him to the NIT, and then for 2 years in a row there, they did a good job. So, but again, life moves on, and you know, but all those experiences you learn from the opportunity you've had to touch young people's lives and hopefully make a difference in their life.